Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. My name is Alan and it's my turn to lead us through this week of podcasts. Yesterday we joined with Peter as he taught us how to know our enemy, his tactics and his schemes, as we closed out his first circular letter to churches scattered throughout the region. Today we begin his second letter. Again, it's written to the masses, and although yesterday's podcast and today's are written at different times, today's thought is very much a continuation of a theme we began yesterday. So if yesterday's reflection was about knowing our enemy, the devil, today's reflection is about knowing the enemy within, our own desires. That, left unchecked, will pull us away from God. The early church fathers saw our battle as being against the world, the flesh, and the devil. And yesterday we looked at the devil, today we look at our own flesh, our sinful nature, our drives, our desires. These are things that we don't talk about often, but we must. Today's reading is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 11, but for now I'm going to read verses 3 and 4. God's divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in this world caused by evil desires. So yesterday we looked at our enemy through the lens of who he is, his tactics and his ultimate aim. Today we'll do something similar, looking at us. So first up, what are we aiming for? And following on from yesterday, our aim is the exact opposite of our enemy. He is our opponent, he opposes what is good. Our ultimate goal is an ever-deepening relationship with God and with others. This is the offer that is open to each of us, not just to worship God, but to become like him. And not just him, but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are invited to share in the love, to share the connection, to participate in the divine nature. But to participate more fully, as the passage says, we have to partner with the Spirit to escape the corruption of our evil desires. We have to escape the corruption of our evil desires. So how the heck do we do that? Now, I'm a big fan of the teaching of John Mark Comer from Bridgetown Church in Portland, Oregon. And if you have some time during lockdown, I would really, really recommend his series on the world, the flesh, and the devil, which you can find by clicking this link that's found in the text version of this podcast. He talks about how over the last 100 years or so, we in the West have lost much of our understanding of what it means to fight our flesh. For almost 2,000 years, humanity has recognized that to grow, to mature and to flourish, we have to overcome our internal urges. We have to win the battle against our desires that, if left unchecked, will lead us to places that we don't want to go. Now, this isn't sexy. This isn't cool. In fact, it's flipping hard. And John Mark Comer goes on to explain how our world has been infiltrated by the thinking of Sigmund Freud, the renowned father of psychoanalysis. And through Freud's theories, we as a society have come to believe that to deny ourselves is repression. It is unhealthy and it will cause us all kinds of problems. Freedom for Freud is to be able to follow our desires and to indulge them. For him, true human flourishing is achieved when we throw off the shackles and we are able to follow our own way, doing what we want, when we want, with who we want. This is what the Bible calls slavery. Paul writes that we are either slaves to our sinful desires or we're a slave to righteousness. We can either follow our own path or we can walk in step with the Spirit, learning to do his will. The mind controlled by the Spirit, we're told, is life. but the mind controlled by our sinful desires is death. So just as yesterday we were encouraged to know our enemy, the devil, today we are encouraged to know the enemy within, that our own desires are in direct opposition to God, to our growth, and to our ability to participate in his divine nature. So don't get me wrong, I don't want to return to Victorian England with its rules and etiquette. I don't want to tie us down to a strict form of legalism, sucking the colour and fun out of life. Instead, I believe that as we follow Jesus, we learn how to love like Jesus did, party like Jesus did, participate in the divine nature as Jesus did. We're empowered by the Spirit and enabled to change. We just need to know our enemy and what we're aiming for. And I don't know about you, but I want to live a life that's beautiful. I want to love and care and have compassion. I want to bring joy and hope and peace into the spaces where I walk. I want to affirm life, to build others up, to enable others to flourish. But part of that is being willing to lay down our way, to take it to the cross every day, to lose our lives so that we might find it, to walk the narrow path of self-denial that leads to the cross. To do this, we must recognize the enemy's tactics, and we must recognize what it is that we are part of the problem. So what is God saying to you today? What is God saying to us today? Let's pray. Father, help us. Help us to recognize the daily battle that we face. Help us, as this passage goes on to say, to add to our faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection self-sacrificial love. We know it will take time, but we commit ourselves to you. And Lord, we ask that you would teach us to walk in step with your Spirit today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Today's reading is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Christ Jesus, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Saviour Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am made, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down and surrendered now, I give you everything. It's running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am made, I will sing all the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing all the goodness of God. I will sing all the goodness.